Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our reading is from the epistle lesson starting at verse 30. God alone made it possible for you to be in Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made Christ to be wisdom itself. He is the one who made us acceptable to God. He made us pure and holy, and He gave Himself to purchase our freedom. As the scriptures say, the person who wishes to boast should boast only of what God has done. Here ends the text. Here at our Redeemer, and I guess like all churches should, we strive to be the family of God found together here in this place. Families are about relationships, and we hope we do find help and strength and comfort in our relationships that we have in worship and Bible study and the fellowship we try to have together. But the most important relationship for any of us is our relationship to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Our most important role is to be a Christian. So to guide our meditation today, I want to ask a question. I wasn't quite sure how to word it. I thought about asking, how much faith does it take to get into heaven? But I decided to be a little bit more down to earth, a little more Nebraska speak, and ask, can a lousy Christian get into heaven? Before we answer, can a lousy Christian get into heaven, we need to decide what it means to be a Christian. It's a sad comment for me, I think, on our world today, that when someone says, I'm a Christian, I have to ask, well, what does that mean to you? A large number of people claim to be Christians, but all they're really saying is, well, I believe there was someone named Jesus who lived at one time. When I was a boy, everyone I knew claimed to be a Christian. In small towns in the Midwest, everyone said, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Lutheran, I'm Catholic. They claimed some relationship to a church, but for many of them, all that meant was, well, that's the one my parents say, or we used to go to that church. Some people say you can be a Christian by believing that a man named Jesus lived. Some say Jesus is a God, but not the one and only God. One group says Jesus started as a man and he was so good, he became a God. Still others say, well, God can be known by many names, and one name is as good as another. And so they feel that they should be included in the group that claim to be Christians. As a young pastor, I was in Dallas, Texas, and I was listening to a religious radio call-in program. And a person of the Baha'i faith called in. Now, Baha'is are wonderful people. They believe in world peace, in tolerance, and in love. But this is what this person said. I am a Christian because I believe in the teachings of Jesus. I'm also a Buddhist and a Muslim because I believe the teachings of Buddha and Muhammad. I try to learn from all the great teachers, so yes, I can consider myself a Christian. I made the mistake of calling into the program to try to straighten it out and to say the only person who can truly be a Christian is someone who says Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Jesus Christ is the way of salvation. But it didn't do any good because subsequent callers all sort of shouted me down and it said, in effect, all it takes to be a Christian is to say you are one. But the only people who are truly Christians, who are truly followers of the God of the Bible, are those who say Jesus Christ is God. Confess that He was there at the creation of the world. Confess that He fulfilled God's plan of salvation by living a perfect human life and then going to the cross to pay the price of sin once for all time. Real Christians believe Jesus is the one and the only way of salvation. Now, there's a further implication to this teaching. The implication is that real Christians will want to follow what Jesus said, want to live the way He commands us to live. In the Old Testament, we read, He showed you, O man of God, what is good. And what does the law require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your Lord. The further implication is that as Christians, we will try to know and understand what Jesus Christ said and taught. We will seek to obey the commands of God found in His Holy Scripture. I once had a man in my congregation in Springfield, Missouri. He was the father of one of my members and decided to take adult instruction class. He took my adult instruction class, and when we got to the end, he said this, "Pastor, I believe Jesus Christ is God. I believe I am sinful and that God forgives my sins. I want to be a member of your church, but I will not be baptized." Well, that caused a problem, so he said, "Well, let's talk about it." And he took my class a second time. And at the end, he said basically the same thing. "I believe Jesus is God. I believe I need to be forgiven. I believe Jesus is the way to heaven, but I refuse to be baptized." Now, I don't know ultimately what God did when this man, I assumed he's long since gone to be with the Lord, whether God decided he was a true believer or not, but there's a real problem here. He claimed to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and yet rejected something that Jesus clearly commanded in Scripture, that we be baptized. He seemed to be saying, at least with his actions, "I'm good enough without baptism." And if that is in fact what he was saying, that he was good enough on his own, then his salvation was not based on faith in Jesus Christ, but that he was a good enough person. Can a person believe in Jesus Christ and openly reject what Jesus Christ tells us to do? I'm not talking about weakness. I'm not talking about trying and failing. I'm not talking about the struggle we all have with sin. But I am talking about openly rejecting a clear teaching of God's holy word. Some churches claim to be Christian denominations, but if you look at what they teach, it's based on good deeds, what they do for God. They base their plan of salvation entirely on what they do for God, not on what God did for us through Jesus Christ. Jesus stated very clearly, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Paul said it again and again. Salvation is not by good works, but by faith in Jesus. And yet many groups are still trying to somehow, some way, get to God on their own. It almost makes me want to shout out, "What part of 'for by grace you have been saved through faith' don't you hear? What part of 'not of works' don't you understand?" So let us state clearly, firmly, distinctly, being a Christian means confessing that Jesus Christ is God, that He died on the cross to pay for our sins, and He is the one and only way of salvation. Well, if that's our definition of Christian, what about the part that talks about getting into heaven? We need to decide how we can get into heaven. Again, Jesus said, "I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if you believe, you have eternal life." Paul said, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of your own doing. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." We get to heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. We receive faith as a gift from God. We are saved by grace, which is undeserved love. God chose us. Not because we've earned it or we deserve it, but simply because He is God and loves us and wants us to be with Him in heaven. For by grace, you have been saved through faith. Faith is believing Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Faith is accepting even those things we don't fully understand. We are saved by faith, and Paul distinctly adds, not of works. We are not saved by going to church. We are not saved by reading our Bibles. We are not saved by obeying the Ten Commandments. We are not saved because we don't smoke or drink or dance or swear. We are not saved because we are confirmed. We are not saved by being good to everyone and obeying the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We are not saved by anything that we do. We are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. We cannot boast of our goodness. We can only boast of the goodness of God. Faith in Jesus Christ receives the gift. For example, in the Bible, the thief on the cross was told that very day he would be in paradise. A repentant Zacchaeus was told, today salvation has come to your house, because Zacchaeus believed Jesus to be the Messiah. Again and again, Jesus said to people, go in faith, go in peace, your faith has made you well. We are saved by faith that comes only from believing the Word of God. Okay. Being a Christian means confessing Jesus Christ is God and the Savior of the world. We get to heaven by faith in Jesus as our Savior. What about the part of the question that says, can a lousy Christian get into heaven? What about the part that indicates that some may not be so good at living their faith? What about the part that asks, sort of, can someone who sins a lot get into heaven? I suspect we may be interested in the answer to this part. So what does being a lousy Christian mean? We've said that an important part of being a Christian is following the commands of God. So being a lousy Christian would mean not doing what God tells us to do. In other words, being a lousy Christian has to do with sin. It would be someone who lies on occasion. It would be anyone who lusts. We those who skip church too often. It would be those who forget to pray. It would mean someone who seldom reads the Word of God. It would be anyone who gossips. It would be anyone who has hurt or harmed their neighbor. It would be anyone who swears, anyone who's cheated on a test at the school or in a store, cheated somehow, or cheated at work. Have I already got you, or should I go on? In short, everyone who ever lived is a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Even of the great Old Testament figure, Abraham, Scripture says, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. He was saved by faith that the Messiah was coming, not by any of the good things he did. Other examples of lousy Christians, again, the thief on the cross, the woman at the well who had had seven husbands and was living in sin with an eighth man, King David, Peter, Paul, the disciples. If lousy Christians mean not obeying God and being sinful, we are all lousy Christians. So we return to the question, can a lousy Christian be saved and get into heaven? The answer is a resounding yes. Being a Christian means having faith in Christ. Not great faith. Not faith like a biblical character faith. Not example to the whole world kind of faith. But simple childlike faith that says, Jesus loves me, this I know. If you are asked how do you expect to be saved, you point to the cross and say, Jesus Christ paid the price for me. Jesus said, if you believe, you have eternal life. The comfort of our message today is that no matter how weak we may be, no matter how much we sin, no matter how much we may feel we have failed God in our lifetime or even this last week, God loves us and He is willing to forgive us and willing to give us the gift of eternal life. Oh, is someone thinking, well, yeah, Pastor, but not me. If people really knew me and could look into my heart, they wouldn't like me. If people knew my secrets, they might turn away from me. If people knew how often my faith is weak, they would reject me. Well, if you ever feel that way, remember the people of the Bible and how God loved them and forgave them and called them to faith again and again. God forgives you. He says your sins are cast into the depths of the sea. They're removed as far as the east is from the west. In fact, He says, I will remember their sin no more. God only sees you and knows that He loves you and He claims you and He wants you for all eternity. No matter how much you may have sinned in the past, no matter how weak you may think your faith is at this moment, now how often we fail to do what God asks of us, we, as long as we believe in Jesus Christ, we will be saved. Can a lousy Christian be saved? Say it one more time, slowly, clearly. Faith alone saves. Good works earn nothing. The person with the weakest faith who can say, again, Jesus is my Savior, is going to be saved. A wise pastor once said, if you care enough to ask the question, you've already answered it. In other words, if you care enough to say, am I okay with God? You are a person who is seeking to have faith. If you don't take anything else out of church with you today, take this with you. God loves you and forgives you and promises you eternal life. God loves you, as our sermon hymn said, just as I am, without one plea. Just as you are, God loves you and accepts you and forgives you and claims you as his own. Someone here today has the strongest faith of all of us, and somebody else has the weakest, but both are going to be saved, for faith alone saves. We've all been lousy Christians at times, but the only thing we could do to lose our salvation is to deny Jesus Christ as our Savior. So I urge you to work at your faith. Do things like come to church and Bible study and pray and listen to hymns and all the things that build up your faith. Things that give you strength and courage. Surround yourself with fellow Christians. But those things won't save you. It's God's undeserved love that will. The word faithful is a contraction, isn't it? Full of faith. Jesus says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. So let's go back to our text. God alone made it possible for you to be in Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made Christ to be wisdom itself. He is the one who made us acceptable to God. He made us pure and holy, and he gave himself to purchase our freedom. As the scripture says, the person who wishes to boast should boast only of what the Lord has done. We are the family of God in this place, so we can boast. First of all, to each other in the great good news of salvation, that we, although we are weak and sinful, we are also loved and forgiven. And one day we will receive a crown of eternal life. And then may we do all we can to increase this family of God by sharing the good news with our world. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which does indeed surpass our human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ. Amen.